Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 24 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, November 5th, teetering on the precipice and staring into the abyss that is 5 months without Major League Baseball. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. For those of you with plans to tune in late, stay tuned for the rebroadcast right after the live show. Well, welcome to Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Let's get right into the music. This is Django Reinhardt and the quintet of the Hot Club of Paris, and this is Liebesfreude. Yeah, that was Liebesfreude, and that was Django Reinhardt, the great jazz guitar player, and I'm sure we heard Stefan Grappelli on that as well. I'm not sure what year that's from. That's the Hot Club of France, actually, and if you don't know, Django was a member of the Romani people, sometimes called gypsies. And he had one bad hand, but he sure used it to good effect. He was quite the guitar player. The first of the requests I want to get into this week goes out to my father. He asked to hear this song. Apparently, he had the opportunity recently to travel to Lincoln, Nebraska and see Los Lobos, a very much a favorite band of mine. This is a song that I have it on. I'm not sure how the original release was. I have it on a compilation called Just Another Band from East L.A. And this is their cover of a song from the Disney motion picture soundtrack to The Jungle Book, I Want to Be Like You. The original version of this prominently featured vocals by Louis Prima and Phil Harris. Maybe we'll hear that on Hinky Dinky Time Radio one day. Right now, this is Los Lobos.
I'm the king of the swingers, whoa, the jungle VIP. I reach the top and have to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man come and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mucking around, so ooh, I wanna be just like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. You'll see it's true. And ain't like me, can learn to be human too.
If you do a little research on Louis Prima's participation in the Jungle Book film, you'll find out that the animators visited the studio and watched the band play their contribution to the soundtrack, and it went full circle, and the animation of the monkeys for the scene that this song is played in is actually inspired by the behavior of the musicians in Louis Prima's band. It's quite interesting to watch some video of them in the studio recording this and then seeing the cartoon and seeing, man, they it's hard to tell the men from the monkey sometimes. And let's see.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day.
Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Thank you.
And that was the 1939 recording of The Carioca by Artie Shaw's band. And I'll let you know right now, we're going to be spending a lot of this evening's program dipping in and out of various jazz and big band idioms. This isn't by design, but it's probably a reflection of just how my tastes were running this week. But right now, we're going to listen to something else entirely. This is a 1964 recording that, if you're familiar with ska music, it's kind of a precursor to the advent of reggae music. And this song is considered the first worldwide ska hit. It's subtle, but it's an earlier R&B song covered here by Millie Smalls, and this is My Boy Lollipop. And you ought to be able to pick up on the rhythms that I'm referring to. I did say that was a worldwide hit. That was utterly accidental on my part. I had no idea that I had grabbed the German release of My Boy Lollipop by Millie Smalls. I bet anything she was singing that phonetically, and that was a variation released for the German market. There was enough English in there to get the gist of what that song was about. It was about her boy Lollipop. Moving right back into jazz of one flavor or another, I've got lots of requests actually to play tonight. This is a contribution from my Uncle Jim. And this is from Don Byron and the Bang on a Can group of musicians. This is a song called Silver Wings, music from the Red-Tailed Angels. Let's see what we think of this. Thank you. Sweet stuff. I've got a confession to make. I'm not so cool as to not be a big fan of Mr. Neil Diamond. Although my appreciation for his music probably ends sometime around 1975 or 1976, he wrote some mighty good stuff, and particularly stuff that he wrote for the Bang label in the 1960s. Among them is this song, Cherry Cherry, and this is the version from his album Hot August Night. It's a live album. And if you're familiar with that record, or if you're not, go Google it, Hot August Night, Neil Diamond. I have never been able to make any kind of sense out of the selection of the cover photograph for that record. I mean, it doesn't even look like it's necessarily him. I mean, I know it is, but it's not representative. And what is he doing? What is that gesture? What is that posture? Somebody tell me, please.
So we're going to, girl, we do whatever.
And that was Summer Samba, and that was Walter Wanderley from his Rainforest LP. Walter Wanderley may not sound like a Brazilian name, but it is. And I think that was one of his bigger hits, if I'm not mistaken. Next up, we're going to fulfill a partial request, the song but not the artist. This is the 1924 recording by Belle Baker of Hard-Hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah. And this is for my dad.
In old Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of the southern brand. But here's what I don't understand. They've got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an onyx stone. Got a heart just like a stone. Even ice men leave her alone. They call her Hard-Hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them, to thrill them, to torture them and kill them. It's her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. Hard-hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah, yeah. You ought to see her, you ought to see her. Outside, she's just as soft as silk. But socially, she's hard as nails. She's just a gal who hates the male. And when she's nasty, oh, when she's nasty, she's about as sweet as sour milk. Nothing she likes better than feeding poison food to a man. They call her Hard-Hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. She's so cold, never let her phone you. From her breath, a man can get pneumonia. To tease them, to thrill them, to torture them and kill them is her delight, they say. If you sit upon her lap, you'll never do it twice. Cause it's just the same as sitting on a cake of ice. Hard-hearted Emma, the Vamp of Savannah,
Well, it's another brief Huskers report this week. I just want to let you know that the mighty Huskers really whipped up on the Baylor Bears last week. Their offense scored a whopping one touchdown against probably the worst team in the Big 12. Someone I know referred to the Big 12 North, it's the world's biggest pillow fight. Does anybody want to be an offensive coordinator? Because I think the Huskers are going to be looking for one. They're 6-point underdogs at home to Oklahoma this weekend, and I'd say bet the farm on the Sooners because I think that 6 points is mighty, mighty conservative. And that's this week's Huskers report. Yeah, go Big Red. And let's go Central. Let's go Central Eagles. This goes out to my dad.
Everybody at KOIL goes for Central High. Everyone knows the Eagles are swingers. Me, oh my, purple and white. Eagles will win for Central.
I'm hoping my dad will email me and tell me what kind of a year the Central Eagles had this year. I have no idea. Last week we began a little bit of a project here. We're listening to Lou Bond's 1974 self-titled release on the We Produce Stax Records subsidiary. Let's try that again. Stax Records subsidiary. This week we're going to listen to the second track on that album. This is a song by Lou Bond called Why Must My Eyes Always Be Turned Backwards? I think the guy's thinking a little too hard.
Why our eyes must always be turned backwards now. Why our eyes must always be turned backwards. You still using that same old crutch, saying it's the color of my skin. And you still want to call me a boy, but can't you see that I'm all resentment? Get it together. Come on and let's be friends. Because the world was made for every man. Ooh. Why must always be turned backwards? Can you tell me that? Why?
We've got another contribution here from my Uncle Jim. This is Louis Armstrong from 1928. And this is West End Blues. And this ensemble, I believe, features Earl Father Hines, on the piano. I'm pretty happy in the 1920s, and I don't see any real reason to leave it right now. I've been working on a ongoing research project, a bit of musical archaeology, involves some collecting, and I'm very close to the point where I'm going to turn it loose on the world. I don't want to give too much away, but I did come across something recently that's just too good to hold back and it's two chairs with a stick between them. That's too good not to share. And I've got a prize for the first person that correctly identifies what language we're listening to here. This is from 1926, and that's all I'm going to say about it until after the tune.
Ακούστε τι μου συνέβη όταν ήμουν στρατιώτης στη Γαλλία.
Κοίτα, 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 που θα μας πει τώρα ιστορία γελία.
Άρχισε τότε να μιλεί γλυκά, γλυκά. Ρώτησε αμέσως να με καλαμπρό, το τι μου έλεγε για να δω, δίκη δίκη παρλέ μου. Ήθελα τότε για να μάθω γαλλικά, για να έχω πάντα την τροπιά τα φιλικά. Και στο Παρίσι θα βρεθώ με μαθμαζέλες να πλεκώ, δίκη δίκη παρλέ μου. Και θα φτάσαμε εκεί πέρα με στο ψάχνω στο Παρί. Πήγαμε στο καμπαρέ και μου λένε μουσιού αλφέ. Είδα ένα σωρό κοπέλες που γυρούσαν μέσα εκεί. Με τα σκέρτσα τους με κάμανε και άφησα την Παρί. Είδα το τέξαντες με φόγερε μαρκές. Με λάχτινες που πέταγαν φωτιές. Χάθηκα πια πολλά με φύγια κι απ' τα γλέντια με κορίτσια. Τίνκι τίνκι παρλέ μου. Πήγα άλλο βράδυ μέσα στο Αγγελατέν. Βρήκα πολλά κορίτσια στο καφέ Μαρτέν. Όλες με κοιτάζανε και όλες με φωνάζανε. Τίνκι τίνκι παρλέ μου. Νύχτα μέρα ήμουν το γλέντι, σαν πέφτηκα με φιλικά. Έμαθα τα γαλλικά κι όλα τους τα μυστικά. Η ζωή μου καλό περνούσα σαν βαρόνο τα γλεντές. Όταν ξαφνικά στο μάθηκα σε στέπες μου αδιανές. Και τότε πιάσα μίγαν όλα τα ψηλά. Αρχίσαν όλες να φωνάζουν όλαλα. Με θύμωσαν τα φιλικά και τόσκα τα λαγαλικά. Δίκη δίκη παρλέ μου. Σαν έμεινα απένταρος με στο Παρί. Τρέχω σαν να βρίσκω πάλι τη Μαρί. Και τι ζητάω δάνικα μ' αυτή τη μόνια λαγαλικά. Δίκη δίκη παρλέ μου.
And I'm, hey, and I'm afraid that if you guessed Serbo-Croatian, you were not correct. That was Tetos Dimitriadis and his recording of Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous in Greek. And that, I never would have guessed that the first non-English version of that song I would come across would be in Greek. And that was an eBay acquisition. It's also the first 12-inch 78 RPM record I've ever acquired. I'm quite proud of that. No, you cannot have it. And while we are in the 1920s, a little while ago we heard Belle Baker sing about hard-hearted Hannah. And if Hannah fancies herself as an unthawable ice princess, I believe she may have met her match in the form of Ben Pollack and his Park Central Orchestra. And the title almost speaks for itself, but I'm actually going to go ahead and play the song too. The title is Keep Your Undershirt On.
Emotion, don't go off your nut. I've got a notion I could love love you, but don't get excited. Keep your undershirt on. Maybe I've got stuff you admire, sis. Baby, I'm hot stuff, so remember this. Don't get excited. Keep your undershirt on. I always let the girls kiss me if they like it. Oh, and they love it. After I leave them, they're total wrecks. Oh, baby, I'm just full of sex. Though you'll upset me, that's a chance I'll take. Go on and pet me, but for heaven's sakes, don't get excited. Keep your undershirt on.
Yes, indeed you are, and we are going to listen to some more music. I was caught napping. Can you believe that? This is also a request going out to my dad. He asked for this most specifically. This is the artist and the song, although I bet he doesn't know who the artist is. This is Brother Bones and His Shadows, and you'll recognize this. This is Sweet Georgia Brown.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that wicked man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Thank you.
was that?
You know, I don't think the New York Americans have won a game yet. What about you? I can picture Meadowlark and the string ball and all that fancy passing right now, watching the Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah, that was adopted as the Globetrotters theme, but that's a much... That song predates the Globetrotters. That's Brother Bones and His Shadows from 1930-something or other. And Brother Bones was a well-known whistler and bones player. If you see those little bone sticks you hold between your fingers and you tap them together? Yeah, I knew you knew what I was talking about. This is Betty Barclay singing with the Sammy Kay Orchestra. And she's a big girl now.
Me and my childhood sweetheart have come to the parting of the ways. He still treats me like he did in our baby days. I'm a little bit older and a little bit bolder. Since both of us were three, I'm a little more padded. Something new has been added. He ought to take one good look at me. I'm a big girl now. I wanna be daring like a big girl now. When Daddy tells those certain jokes, it isn't fair. He tells me I'm too young and makes me take the air. But I could tell a couple that would curl his hair. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I wanna be handled like a big girl now. I'm tired of being babied like a kid of three. I'm tired of having chaperones to follow me. I wanna have some secrets in my diary. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I wanna be cuddled like a big girl now. I'm through with going to movies with my Uncle Tim. Through with going to picnics with my old Aunt Min. I wanna go to Mexico with, you know him. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I wanna be wanted like a big girl now. I'm tired of staying home each evening after dark. Tired of being dynamite without a spark. I wanna learn what bellows do in Central Park. I'm a big girl now.
Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay. That was Betty Barclay, and she is a big girl now. Well, she's probably not as big as she used to be here in the year 2009, but I hesitate to speculate. And we haven't really rocked much this evening. I mean, there was the Neil Diamond. And at the risk of wearing out his welcome, because Sherry is digging the guy, I'm going to play a little bit more Mike Finnegan. This is from his 1978 second solo album, Black and White. The closest thing the gentleman ever had to a hit song. This is his cover of the Soul Survivors' Expressway to Your Heart. And you may have actually heard this before. I'm not sure, but hang on to your hats.
But it's I got caught in a rush hour. Fellas started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction on the express.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for joining me for another week and another episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We'll all meet back here next week, and for those of you listening to the broadcast on the archive, I appreciate that too. And check your email and give me those requests, and be good until next Thursday. Rebroadcast right after this little number.
It was on a sweet Thursday.
Oops.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.